Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, April 30th, and you're listening to the big call. I'm glad everybody's still tuned in tonight. We're glad to have you here, even though we didn't have Bob at the beginning of the call. He's going to join us here at about half past the hour. So welcome, everybody. Say hi to Sue. Say hi to Pastor Stephen. And Big Call Universe, thank you for listening and tuning in all around this beautiful globe. Now, let's have Pastor Stephen pray us in, please, and then we can do a teaching. Pastor?
Yes. Father, we just ask you for your grace, your mercy, your favor, your blessing. Watch over us, strengthen us, guide our hearts and our minds and our words as we bring forth what you want to be done here tonight. We pray people are healed, people are blessed, people are strengthened, and people receive hope. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor. Let's see. Here we are, the last day of April. What do you think, Pastor? Are we in for a treat tonight with a teaching?
Well, I think we're always in for a treat because I get a treat every day. It's like I get something great delivered every day to me. And I want you to have that same kind of life. Every person that you get a treat every day. And so I got a little goodie. We were in Italy just a little while ago. And I have a friend there. And he brought us to this gelato shop. Mm. And he didn't tell us there was two gelato shops, one shop in between. And it's called Grome. If you're ever in Rome, go to Grome. They have the best gelato in Rome. So he said, there it is right there, pointed at it. And we came back. My two friends that I had brought with me, I was ministering there, and their pastor, and they had bought gelato too. We did not know how much to buy. We never had bought gelato. I'm not a gelato guy. My wife likes it, and I like it too, of course. But I bought a little one because I was on a diet. I'm still on a diet. I'm going to live on a diet the rest of my life. I'm going to watch what I eat. I'm going to try to eat good. But this got to try gelato when you're in Rome. So I bought a little cup for my wife and I. And our two friends, they got the large size. I think it was a family size. We didn't know because in the U.S. we eat that much. But it's very rich, true gelato. And so we came back to the car. My friend looked. He said, what are you trying to do? He's Italian. What are you trying to do? You tried to kill yourself twice in one ice cream and one gelato. And then he looked at the cup, and he took the cup, and he threw it in the trash can. What? He threw the cup of gelato in the trash can. He goes, you don't even go to the Grome. You went to the wrong place. Let me. And he walked down there. And I just thought he was hilarious. I mean, these guys take their gelato seriously. Threw it away, made us buy gelato again at Grome. And to be honest with you, I couldn't tell the difference. But, hey, you know. And I love this guy. You try to kill yourself twice. What is the matter with you? And no fear. This guy is my friend, but I pay him to be our host when I go to Rome. He picks me up in a beautiful van. He drives me everywhere I want to go. The best thing is he brings my wife where she wants to go. And as long as the wife is happy, so shall ye be, saith Pastor John. So he brings her all the spots, all the historical places she wants to go, and I can stay in my room and study and pray. I'm so happy. But anyway, I just had the greatest time enjoying that. He wasn't scared of us a bit. He just, even though he's getting paid, we're really his bosses. He's a tour guide / I don't know what you want to call, paid friend. We love him. Every time we go, we spend time with him, and he's going to come visit us at our house. But no fear. You know, I love people with no fear. They're honest, they're respectful, but they just don't have fear. And I have always been a person that, you know, when I wasn't inebriated before I knew the Lord, I just would speak up, and a lot of times I'd kind of let people speak over the top of me. And I've had to learn to kind of be like my Italian friend in many respects. You wouldn't imagine what people will do to you in the world when you're standing in the stead of for Christ and you're speaking his word, and there's just some awfully rude people. And I've had to speak up a few times, and I don't really like that. I'm not a real confronter, but I'm pretty good at it now. I just wasn't very good at it before. I'd get fear. I'd stand up to do a presentation, I'd be in fear. I mean, fear. I'd go fight any one of these guys in here at that time in my life, not now. I just love everybody. I hug them all now. But I would have fought anyone in the room, not be scared to do that, but I was scared to get up and talk in front of people. And it's funny. It's just funny about what people are, that fear. It'll take you in one area and you have none in another. And some people have fear in the area you have none in, and you have fear in the area they have none in. But fear is not productive, and it never will be productive. Fear is meant to stop people. The number one thing that stops people from succeeding in life is fear of failing. That's why people don't make an effort. And I learned this as a young man. This guy threw really fast, and my dad made me not be scared. He'd tell me, if you're scared of him, then I'll deal with you when we get home. I had one of those kind of dads. And he said, are you going to be more scared of me when I talk to you when we get home? And he wasn't going to talk to me. Or are you going to be scared of this guy your own age? He just happens to throw, close to 90. And he said, you better swing that bat. He said, if you stand there and look at that ball and you strike out on three pitches, he said, it's not going to be good for you. So when I went to the plate, I knew I might strike out, but I'll be swinging every time. And I got up there, and here's the funny thing. Most of the other kids wouldn't even swing their bat. I got up there, I'm going to get three swings in. I might hit it. If I hit it, it'd be pretty good. He throws hard. Well, I hit it the first pitch. Guess where it went? It went all the way out of the ballpark, across the street, and on the roof, 30-foot-high roof of a bakery, a big bakery, a
Wow.
Hostess bakery. It went 470 feet, and I was in Little League. It was the longest home run, still the longest home run's ever been hit there. And I crushed the ball, and it was, I learned something. My dad, even though I don't think he was right the way he taught me to not be scared. You swing the bat, even if you strike out, you go down swinging. Don't stand there and look at it. And I hit a home run. And what happened with that home run, the next time I got up, he was still pitching. And guess what the score was? We only scored one run. I was the only hit in the game. And he's throwing again. But next time, I didn't have to be scared of my dad. I knew I could hit the guy. And I crushed another one over the center field fence. And after that, I went on to hit, I think, 17 home runs that year. I was a hitting machine, and I was no longer scared of the ball. I learned how to swing the bat, and I taught my boys the same way, but I didn't teach them to fear me. I just taught them, you swing the bat, and if you're gonna fail, you're gonna fail trying. And I learned how to conquer fear in my life. I still have sometimes fear starts to affect me. I was so scared of what people thought about me. I was more concerned about what people thought about me than what the real truth of God was about me. You know what God said about it? He said that in love, it says, first of all, fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. In our case, everything. God wants to give you everything. He has held nothing back from you ever. But He put in a situation, He put in a scenario, He put in a circumstance that we would have to, first of all, know what He wanted. And then secondarily, believe what he wanted for us, that he left us in words. He said, fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good pleasure. He does it completely differently from my dad and from me doing it. He does it through 100% pure love. His desire for you is to give you everything. John 4:16, he said, and we have known and believed that the love of God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Everything from God flows out of love. Love is the provider, and faith is the vehicle that brings it to you. It's provided by God's love, and it is the reservoir of God's provision is tapped in with your personal faith because you know God and you know his love. Because you walk with God and you understand him by relationship, you have no fear. And you accept the fact that he loves you, and it doesn't matter if another person on this earth didn't love you. He loves you, and that's all that matters. God loves me. His desire is to give me everything in life that blesses my life and helps me. Fear not, little flock. He provided it because he loves me, and because I know that he said, I want you to have it. I can believe him and accept that from him and understand that and walk that out in my daily life. He is such a wonderful God. He said this in Romans 8, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And that means daddy, daddy. He wants you to know the spirit we receive does not make us slaves again so we fear, but it makes us the children of God. And with that spirit, we cry out, Father, and we receive everything our daddy, daddy provided for us. We believe it, we receive it, and we thank him for it every moment of every day. Jesus said, when he came into the temple, opened the book, he said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. I want to thank God today that all things belong to us. He's already provided. He's made provision in his love. And with our faith, we tap into the reservoir of God's provision. I want to tell you, he wants every one of your bills paid. He wants you to have more than you need. He wants to give you an overabundance. He's already made provision for that. Will you just say daddy, daddy to him today and never fear again another day without provision? God is our provider, and he has done his job. And that's my message for today.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor Stephen. That's really, really strong. And I love the story. That's probably one of the best baseball stories I've ever heard in my life. And I think it's awesome. And even though your dad's technique for teaching you was tough.
Yeah, it was mercy techniques.
Yeah, it was really. But I will say this, you sure did hit that guy, especially on that first pitch. That's incredible. Well, thank you for that, Pastor. It's really good, not to be afraid, and we certainly don't need to be. We certainly are. God tells us many times, fear not, for I am with you. I am with you always. Excellent. Thank you very much for that, Pastor. All right, let's check in with Sue and say, Sue, do we happen to have any praise reports tonight?
We do. And as I sort of was entranced with Pastor Stephen's.
Yes.
Pastor Stephen, you know what I like? You just continue to grow. You've got your dad's, like, capturing that strength. You always impart a lot of strength, but you do it without it instilling fear. And so that's so cool that you were able to give that to your kids. You give it to us. It's really, really powerful, and the way you capture that, you wire it in. You know, I'm going to bring in the neuroscience. You wire it in with the strength, so it's really bold. It's really big in your head. The fear doesn't need to be there, but big, bold love needs to be there. And now I'm getting to the Big Call Ministry praise reports. Yes, we do have one.
Dear okay, Bridget. Sue, let's bring it.
Prayer, Brandon, sick stomach and temperature, praise God. Harmon was able to be up and getting around after prayers went out in agreement. Thanks to all, we are very grateful. Praise God, prophet. Actually, we have two, I guess. Or maybe three. Maybe it's just three little simple statements. Can't tell. Charles had a broke, Pastor, are you looking at this word? Charles had a broke throng, that's what it says, and help came. Thank you so much. And that's from Rubby Paul. So we had Brandon sick and the temperature was healed. Harmon was able to be up and getting around. That's praise God. And that I think is from Prophet. And then we have a third one. It says Charles broke THRONGH has come back.
Broke. I think it might have been broke through. Broke through.
Yep, Charles, that's exactly what it was.
As in breakthrough?
Yeah, it's okay. It said broke throng. I didn't know
it's
what that
all right.
was.
Misspelling, little typo.
Okay, and help came. Thank you so much.
Very good. Hey, Sue, but you missed the big one.
Which one?
Uh-oh.
There's a big one, and he is one of your friends. He's because he at the bottom of it, he wants you to edit it.
Okay.
Dear Sue, especially edit this as you must to get it in. As a former pastor, I couldn't help myself.
Okay, right. I see that. Dear
Gone.
Sue, especially edit this as you must to get it in. As a former pastor, I can't help myself. I am recently widowed, and I must thank you. You keep saving my little tail. And I must sell, like the way I said tail. And I must sell.
I like the way you said little tail.
I know. Cannot afford
Oh, boy,
pain.
Bruce.
I know.
You see what happens when Bob's not here?
I know. Cannot afford payments and do not want to lose the equity that I need to live on. Please include me in the 800s. Thanks, Carol. Hello, good night. Is that it? That's the one?
I don't know. I didn't get a praise report out of that, but I think I was distracted.
From a faithful listener is how it starts off. From a faithful listener, it's right below Sonny's price, you know. Please, anyway. I'll read
I stay away from your territory. If it's buried, if it's put in the prayer request,
This is more of a praise report. Let me just concisely, it's really a good praise report. And the Pastor John, his mother went to be with the Lord, and we prayed. You remember, he wanted a great service. And let me just tell you, he is so thankful because everything flowed perfectly at the service for his mom. And his brother got up and gave a message, and then somebody sang, "And nobody gonna keep my body down," because they'd heard me talking about it, and they sang the song. Brother gave the message, and the whole service. You know, this doesn't happen all the time at memorials. Just so all you know, I've done probably 2,000-3,000 of them. Generally, mm-hmm. It's a pretty tough time, but you could just tell by the way he shared, it just everything flowed perfectly, flowed together. That's the way we pray, too. And so everything flowed perfectly. His brother had a great message, great song, and it just worked out wonderfully, and they're very thankful. And I am very thankful.
I see it. Mm-hmm. I got it.
He is probably one of your friends here, because he asked you to go ahead and muscle that down to a few lines, but you can just feel the love in it. I appreciate you, John, and appreciate your family. I know you love your mom a lot, and that's why it meant so much to you for the service. So we're thankful that you're part of our Big Call family, and we appreciate you, and we stick together. Thank God. God came through for you, my brother. There you go, Sue.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you. And John,
you do such a great job reading these and telling them. I appreciate you for it. You do an awesome job.
Thank you.
Yes, very good.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Pastor. Let's go back and see, do we have anybody we can pray for tonight, Pastor?
We might have just a couple, Bruce.
Yeah, I would think.
Let's get these prayers answered tonight. I tell you what I was sensing in my spirit, man. It's a spiritual understanding that there's many of you that really need a miracle in your finances. You're just on the line. And I know we all believe. We're all standing in faith, and I thank God for that. But tonight, at the end of praying for these, I'm going to pray a prayer for all that would like to be included. And when I start to pray, you just lift your hand up. Hold one hand up. I'm going to say, lift up your hand if you want to be included in this prayer. And as you lift your hand up, that's your action. That's your faith. I'm lifting my hand up. I need this. And we're going to believe God for the whole Big Call family and anybody who's tuned in tonight for a miracle. But right now, we need you to agree with us, because the power of agreement, when you get in agreement praying, that's where God blesses. You know, that God says when a husband and wife are together, and one of them is out of sync with the other, and you're maybe in unforgiveness, had a spat or something, it says God can't even hear your prayers. Agreement is a powerful thing. Agreement, when we come together, keeping your family in agreement, keeping your marriage in agreement, you might not agree on everything, but you don't have to be disagreeable about it. And in this case, we're agreeing. We all believe in healing. We believe in help. We believe in these miracles. And so we come together in agreement, believing for each one of these that they're getting what they ask. So agreement. Number two, we need you to write Sue. Sue needs your praise report so that she can share them with all the rest of us. And it pumps our faith up. It makes us rejoice. You've seen them rejoice at the football game or the baseball game or the soccer game. Not as much as we rejoice when we hear that God has blessed somebody and helped somebody. It blesses all of us. And so please write those praise reports. Bruce is going to give you the directions and the address to write your emails to for prayer requests and for praise reports as soon as I'm done praying. So let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for each one of these. They're our brothers, our sisters, and we ask you to move by your spirit in their life. We command health and healing in Judy's body. We command cancer out of Judy's body right now. Health, healing, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. And for Stephen, Marilyn, complete health and healing and the insurance to be reissued in Jesus' name. God, do a financial miracle for them now. For Renee and her husband, the knees, I command diabetes to go, knees to be healed in Renee, and diabetes to go in her husband, retinopathy to go, high blood pressure to come down, to be normalized now in the name of Jesus. For Anne, blood pressure be normalized, hemorrhage in the eye made whole right now in Jesus' name. Lynn, we command breast cancer to leave your body, health, healing, and wholeness to fill it up and heal it up now in the name of Jesus. For John and his family, healing and blessing. As your mother has gone to heaven, we love you and we believe in you, John. You are family. Be blessed, my brother, and let the balm of Gilead completely make whole your whole family. For Carol, give her a financial miracle. In the name of Jesus, we command finances to flow to Carol. For Maria, house, family, and no more affliction in Jesus' name. No more strife, no more stress, peace and blessing in Jesus' name in Maria's family and in her house. For Johnny, we command fibromyalgia to leave your body now in Jesus' name. Your shoulders, your hands, your neck, your arms, pain-free, your whole body in Jesus' name. Norm, in the name of Jesus, we command MSA to leave your body, to leave your whole family line so it never affects another soul in your family. In the name of Jesus, we pray for freedom from pain. No more pain, no more discomfort in the name of Jesus. Valerie, we command your arteries to be unblocked now and to be clear, to be free, for blood to flow through them clearly and easily. Your heart to be made whole in Jesus' name. Nick, your ankle must be healed. We command healing in your ankle now in Jesus' name. And we ask the doctor to have supreme, powerful wisdom from heaven, not the wisdom that just gets out of books, but God, download the answer into the doctor to discern his problem now that he might help him fix it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. For Jeannie, finances flow. For Janice, finances and favor flow. In the name of Jesus. For Brian, we curse cancer and we say be healed in the name of Jesus in your body. Elizabeth, fever, now go. Be normalized. Carl, fever, go. Have that whole temperature in Carl be normal now in Jesus' name. Aunt Margaret, be made whole, be blessed. Friend with brain cancer, we command brain cancer out of your body now in Jesus' name. And for this 10-year-old little girl, we command your heart to be healed in Jesus' name. For Ann, again, finances in Jesus' name. For Grant, marriage and kids and family, marriage and Kim's marriage, be healed. Lord, heal these two marriages. Heal their households. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hannah, Lord God, let her be strong. Let her legs receive strength. I command health, healing, and wholeness in Jesus' name. And bless Hannah. She loves you, and I thank you for her life. Bound to a wheelchair, we say no longer in the name of Jesus. Jim, let his house sell in the name of Jesus for more than he asks. In Jesus' name, Cassie, we command diabetes to leave you, to not come back. In Jesus' name, Oki, your back being made whole right now, your lungs to be healed, your whole body to be pain-free and healthy. For Pastor Ed, complete health from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And for Bruce, the same, and 20/20 vision in his eyes in Jesus' name. Now, if you're one of those ones that need finances and need a prayer said for your finances, I need you, if you would like to be in this, just put one hand up in the air right now as I pray. Father, these hands are in the air as a point of contact, and they are saying, I need your help, God. In the name of Jesus, these people with hands up, help them supernaturally. Bring them favor. Bring them friends. Bring them people to aid them. Bring them finances to pay their bills. Lord, give them divine favor in everything they do. Lord, bring them before great people and stand their whole life up, not just them, but every part of their life, their children, their family, their businesses, their profession, and let finances flow like never before from this second forward. In Jesus' name, we all agree, and we say it's done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. There we go, Bruce.
Amen. Thank you very much. Pastor, thank you very much for that time of prayer, and thank you, everybody, on the big call for adding your faith to ours as that prayer of agreement goes forth. And the address to use for praise reports and prayer requests is the same. It is bigcallministry@gmail.com. bigcallministry@gmail.com. Well, thank you very much, and thank you, Sue, for those praise reports. And let's come back to you, Sue, for a segment that you might help us to prepare for what we're about to come up against with the redemption of our Zim and with the exchange of our currency.
Interesting word choice, come up against.
Yeah, against. I know, and I thought about that because I knew you'd come after me for that.
It came out, but that's interesting because that's a defensive posture. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, Pastor. I just loved, oh my gosh, that was so great, to put our hands up or as surrogates, you know, for other people, put our hands up. And that was a wonderful exercise. And we're going to do something like that, Bruce, to anticipate and be and embody that word, have it use our bodies to get into the right state of passion, strength for the Redemption Center. We're going to be talking about how you can knock out that fear, how you can be in your body and feel and pull up and remember everything that you did, that you did well, so that you're in your strength, you're in your gratitude, you're in your softness. If you're, you know, if you want to be kind of receptive, but you're in your best state ever when you go into the Redemption Center. But Bruce, if I could just for a second give a shout out to the multiple dozens now of real humanitarian, and that doesn't mean if you haven't had a session with me, you're not that. But I just want to thank all the people that I've had an opportunity to work with, because what day was it, Bruce, that I got? It was International Day.
International Day was Sunday.
With South Africa. I got to work with New Zealand. Yep. And I'm going to read this testimonial from the New Zealand person. I get to work with people all over our country and to see the passion that they have for their projects. And they just, it's like they're coming with diamonds, and I'm the diamond cutter. I just help them put facets in it so they really get brilliant. And to see that passion come alive, to see that they're you know, being witnessed and their projects expand and kind of become like beautiful diamonds, it's an amazing, amazing session and meeting. And I want to thank you, Bruce, for creating the opportunity for me to bring my strengths to these people and combine our strengths so that they leave being fully prepared, fully confident, and with their one-page sheet very well done. So this is from two people. I'm going to call them Love and Joy, husband and wife. in New Zealand. To dear Sue, from the bottom of our hearts, we cannot thank you enough for all your professional coaching with us this morning. We feel more than empowered to move through what could have been a daunting process. Knowledge is power. I think this is so beautiful. I feel as tall as my ancestral mountains, knowing that we have been guided with such integrity. I would definitely encourage others to be guided by Sue with invaluable knowledge for humanitarian projects and what could be expected of you at the appointment. Being prepared is confidence in action. And after our call with Sue, we have the confidence to contribute for the next 100 years. Right. Much love to a woman of chieftainship, Charmaine and David. And what that really is about is the nobility. I had two other people, Dr. A and Robert today, Bruce, who were just amazing, amazing people. As they said, they call themselves people of color and indigenous people that want to change the world. And they do for people of color. And the way we wrote out their presentations and we carved them and we got them ready, just to see them walking away feeling fully confident was really inspiring. So tonight, I'm going to talk about an element that came up when we were talking, particularly with these two. And I've noticed this occasionally, Bruce, with a lot of our callers that may not have, that they're just not, that's not being in a banking or a business or a kind of big business, high stake, lots of money situation is just something they've never experienced. It's like an unknown thing, right?
Right, yes.
And so I want to give you a tool tonight after I'm going to reinforce something. I'm going to give you a tool tonight. And it's called your passion strength. And what that's going to do is it's going to make it less about your body and your mind and your spirit going, ooh, I've never done this before. You're going to go to, oh, I have a lot of strengths. I have a lot of gifts. I bring these gifts and I bring my heart to give to humanity. That's a passion strength right there. And if you went into the Redemption Center being lit up with the fact that there are going to be people there that are a conduit to more people that are going to help you get your projects done, you're going to be in the right mind and the right state and the right gratitude that the redemption people, the wealth managers, and everybody that meets you is going to pick up on, and they're not going to feel fear. They're going to feel confidence. They're going to feel nobility, which everyone on this call has, and you're going to feel amazing. You're going to have the best time of your life, of your soul's journey going into the Redemption Center. So first, let's just do a little 1 minute review. Make sure that you've done your homework, and people have told me that they liked what I gave them last Thursday. Just write down your projects the best you can. Bruce will tell you how you can get on this. We have a little bit of a waiting list, but if you want to have a session with me, why not write in and see if, you know, who knows? Who knows? Maybe you'll get a spot. So write your project down and make it as succinct as possible. As soon as you have your one sheet, here's what you want to prepare for. You want to think for just a minute of what gives you strength. Christ gives you strength. This call gives you strength. Knowing that there are all these people just like you who are going into a situation that has never happened on earth before, and just like you, they are new at this, and they may not have come from a financial or business background, but their heart and their desire for seeing the beauty of God come to this earth is their supernatural strength. So those are some strengths to get you going. And then what excites and energizes you? And especially, what excites and energizes you around going in to the Redemption Center? Don't think bankers, and don't think, oh, this stuff that I don't know. Think about, my gosh, how many people, Bruce? 10,000 people that are listening to this call?
At least all these people,
you're
probably more like 500,000 by the time it gets out there.
Yeah. All these people. You'll be thinking about Sue. You'll be thinking about Bob. You'll be thinking about Bruce. You'll be thinking about Pastor Stephen. You'll be thinking about your friends, and think about them at a very elevated level. That's energizing. You're not doing it by yourself. You're going to be supported by the Redemption Center. And then finally, when you walk in and you shake hands with a person that's going to lead you through this process, here's what I want you to think about. And do it now. Think about the state that you want to be in, which is what you love to do. And you know what most of us on this call love? We love liberating humanity. We stand for freedom. Freedom from bondage, freedom from fear, freedom from debt, freedom from disease. Every single one of us can walk into that Redemption Center and stand in our passion strength for freedom and wholeness. And when you walk in with that kind of attitude, smiling through your entire body, the moment has arrived that freedom and wholeness is coming to earth. Are you kidding? You're not going to be thinking about little small things like, what are the bankers thinking of me, or what do I look like, or whatever. You're a stand for freedom and wholeness. And there are many, many of us. And you made it to the end. You made it to the end. So that's right. What I wanted to give you, because I hear a lot of people, Bruce, kind of, they're getting all the written stuff down. But you need, it's kind of like I'm like a sports psychologist researcher. You got to get it in the body. So you're conveying it and you're living it. Your body feels that. And then your words, when you speak about your projects, are really going to sound powerful, because you're filled with your passion strengths. And that's my segment to get you ready.
Yep. You're doing a wonderful job of that, Sue, getting us all ready for this. And I will be saying to you, this is an opportunity to get on the list and have an opportunity to work one-on-one with Sue. There's an investment that you're going to make of $165 for one person. If you have another person, two, or maybe one other person giving you a total of three, you'd have an extra $45 for each of the additional people. Okay, so you can do a call with one or two or three of you. And I highly recommend that you do that. One of you needs to have a PayPal account so that you can take care of the transaction. And then you need to obviously send Sue an email, sue@successwaves.com. sue@successwaves.com. And then she'll get in touch with you and see if you can't get on the schedule and get one of these personal breakthrough sessions before we go in to the Redemption Centers. All right. Thank you, Sue, very much for that. Appreciate it. Let's check in and see if Bob is on deck. Bob, are you there? Over.
Yes, I am.
Yay!
How are you?
Good, Bob. Good to hear from you.
We missed you.
Yes, Sue missed you. I missed you at the beginning, of course. I had a little technical issue on my music I was trying to bring up, Bob, because of the thunderstorms, we lost my satellite. I was getting the music from my satellite dish, and so I had kind of a very quiet lead-in to the call, just so you know.
Yeah.
But
we're listening to music in the restaurant where we're having dinner at St. Armand Circle in Sarasota, where the mastermind
cool.
is.
All right. Well,
Bob, I love St. Armand Circle. I love that place. That's a beautiful place
cool.
you're at.
Yeah, it's a really nice night tonight. And we're having a good time. It's
good.
It's a great mastermind. There's a couple of new people that have joined us that are in the healthcare business. So I'm having dinner tonight with a couple of them. One's a woman who's a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. He's also an expert in hormones, both for men and women, and helps people with weight release, with monitoring hormones and helping people tweak their hormones. So it's been really interesting getting to know her. And she is basically helping people to balance out, you know, the estrogen and progesterone and cortisol. And especially around menopause, it happens with women where they might tend to gain weight once their hormones get out of balance. And she's really insightful about it, has a whole program where you can check their blood work and do it from a distance. You don't have to be in her office. It's great. But the bottom line really is that a lot of it is from stress, and when people are under stress, they tend to produce too much cortisol, which creates this weight gain and adrenal exhaustion at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And even without, you know, hormone balancing with bioidentical hormones and like that, people can change that balance by managing their stress. And it's really important to do because, you know, your body has this cascade of hormones. Like you produce one that makes another and another and another, and eventually you get to where you're making testosterone and estrogen and progesterone. But if you're under stress, the master hormone at the top, pregnenolone, ends up getting used up producing cortisol, which is this stress hormone. And then there's none left to make the other important hormones that have to be in balance for your metabolism. And then, you know, of course, once you're testing those hormones that are in that cascade, you also have to check the different thyroid hormones. And the typical visit to the doctor isn't going to be something that can help you to release weight if it's a hormone issue, because they don't test enough of your thyroid hormones, and they don't test all of the hormones that are underneath the pregnenolone cascade, and they interplay with each other. So really kind of takes a sophisticated eye to figure out what to help people with. But if you start with managing your stress, you can solve a lot of the problems, because a really major issue with hormone imbalance is when your cortisol is stealing all the pregnenolone, and then there's none left to make DHEA and testosterone and free testosterone and estrogen, and then that's what throws the balance off. And so that management of stress with all the different things we've talked about over the years, with the techniques that Sue has with the Ultimate New Life Kit and using the Emotional Freedom Technique and the Ultimate Mind Calming Exercise, and now the people using Inner Balance, is about the most successful thing that you can do in the long term to really try to solve the problem for good. And then, you know, in regard to the thyroid issue, a lot of people have a thyroid problem, but they don't, and so they'll take some iodine or this and that, but they've never really checked the totality of all of those thyroid hormone issues, the free T3 and free T4 and reverse T3. And depending on which is out of balance, you do something different. And so It's really, really important to get the full test. And you know, if people want to do that, they want to know more about it, they could call us and we can help walk them through all that stuff. And that's basically what I wanted to say tonight, Bruce, to let people know about, you know, how important that is, how important it is to manage people's stress and to be able to create the hormones too. You know, to be able to create T3, you have to have 12 different nutrients, and to be able to create T4, you need 8 different nutrients prior to that. And luckily you have all those in Boomer Boost, all those 20 nutrients are in there. So that's a good asset also to go along with managing your stress. But that's what all I wanted to really say for tonight, Bruce. I'm glad to be able to join in for a few minutes.
I'm glad you did, Bob.
Today's the last day of the month, so
yes.
It's a good time for people to go and tonight pick up the last of the sales for the month, and then tomorrow there will be all brand new ones up too. So.
That's right. Well, that'll be fun to see what the new ones will be for the month of May. I can't believe we've got May 1st tomorrow. So You've got a lot of cool sales specials for this month. So people can go online tonight and go ahead and get that in, if they order essentially before midnight, I guess, right?
Yep, exactly.
Well, that's great. That's really great, Bob, and I appreciate you sneaking out of your dinner at the Mastermind down there in Sarasota to be able to join us tonight. It's really been great.
Right.
And I want everybody to remember the phone number to get in touch with in case you have a question about stress or hormones or any number of the things that Bob just mentioned. You can call him at 727-443-2500, 727-443-2500. And that's it's 9 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time, Monday through Friday, so please do that. Now, Bob, just so the people know how to get on and look for things on your site, they go to bigcalluniverse.com, and then they'll be able to see a representation of you and Boomers, and then they can click on that on the front page, and then they'll see how to get into your website as a result of clicking on that. And they can go right into the Boomer site and take a look around. So that's wonderful. Thank you. All right, Bob. Well, everybody, the last day of the month. Let's see what we can put together. Bob, what's our time looking like right now before you leave? Or he may have taken off. Okay, because he had to get back to dinner. Let's do this. I don't have a whole lot of new intel to bring you tonight, but as always, there's something that I can share with you. We are really in a situation where most sources have been told to shut up and literally just be quiet right now. Just be quiet. Don't say anything. I've been asked tonight on this call not to talk about rates or not to get specific about rates. So I won't. Now, you guys know that when I do talk in general about rates, I usually give you a range or I give you an idea or it's above this or it's just below that. You know, that's kind of how I do it because the rates change,
rates go up and rates go down. I will say this, we are at the right level where we want to be, and we should have dinar back up on the screens here. It was off yesterday, and maybe, which was Monday, and maybe it'll be back up tonight. But I think we're at a go period where we're ready to kick this thing off. There was a call, or is a call actually going on, about a major settlement right now, and all the shareholders of that settlement have been invited to be on this call if they found out about it. And I think that's an excellent sign. That's a first. And to me, it indicates how close it is to being settled. Now, we're getting some information from some of our sources that talk about, you know, we kind of thought we were going to get a toll-free numbers today and get started tomorrow. We could get started tomorrow, but we need the numbers first. And we're hearing that a lot of things should roll out overnight tonight and into, let's just say, late morning tomorrow. Could be significant. Now, that might be the time that we get numbers to roll out. It sort of is dependent on a principal or a trustee with one of the groups. When they are made liquid, it was supposed to affect the start of us getting our toll-free numbers. And it is still somewhat contingent upon that. So I believe we're looking in pretty good shape for tomorrow, and it might be late morning. But either way, you know, tomorrow's May 1st, and I think it's definitely been time to go forward with this. We did have some cleanup of a couple of hundred of individuals, and that cleanup was ongoing yesterday and overnight last night. And that cleanup was important because that was what was holding this back. In other words, certain individuals were keeping this from going forward, and they knew who those people were, and they went ahead and cleaned that up. Now, so that being out of the way is a very positive thing. I wanted to say, regarding the actual redemption of ZIM and exchange of currencies, there is no cap on the amount of your exchange. There is no top number, okay, that you're capped at. Now, I have heard that you may have a limit on how much money you can access per year from your accounts. And I believe the number that I was given was $5 trillion per year. Now, if that's true, okay, I think we can live with that. I think we can make that work, most of us. So we'll just have to see what happens as far as that goes. I know the structured payouts keep changing in terms of the length of the term. We understand the structured payout now is designed to be either 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years. The same with all the main banks. 3, 5, or 10 year structured payout. Now, of course, my big question is going to be, okay, let's say I go 10 years. What happens at the end of the 10 years? You know, do we re-up? Can we negotiate another form of structure? Another form of structured payout, similar to what we just had. We'll see. We'll see how that works. But I think that's important for us. And I know that as far as having access to funds right away, you need to let them know how much you're going to need in the first 30 days, how much you need in the first 90 days total. How much do you need for your projects? keep that number separate, and then for your actual personal use, your personal use. Now, my understanding is if you have other currencies to exchange, you'll have immediate access to those funds, you know, that are, let's say, dong and dinar and Indonesian rupiah, that type of thing. You're going to find the rate of the dong and the rate of the Iranian rial to be very close, within 10% of the dinar, which is tremendous, much higher than we thought it was going to be. So I'm going to suggest everybody just get excited and get ready to go. I do feel really good about the timing on where we are. And even though, you know, we are doing a call tonight, I'm encouraged by what is happening behind the scenes and what is going on in this country in terms of infrastructure. You know, the president had a very positive meeting today for 2 hours and 20 some odd minutes with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and they've put together a fantastic package for infrastructure, which will be about $2.6 trillion. And that's very exciting. And, you know, I believe our president is going to discuss how that is going to be paid somewhere in about 10 days' time. I think we all know where that, how that's going to be paid. So there's quite a bit going on, obviously, behind the scenes. I believe we have our trade deal with China put together. I know that our Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and a group of 12 took off yesterday evening for China to sort of sign off on it and be there for that. I don't know if it's going to be announced tomorrow or maybe on Thursday, but I think it could very well be that we have the Chinese trade agreement, which is wonderful, and then we can get the USMCA agreement ratified in Congress, and we'll be rocking and rolling with trade. I tell you guys, I can't go on much longer because there is just such quiet out there. The bank sources that we have been asked to be very quiet. We've had a little bit of information over the last few days. Obviously, a lot's happened since our last call on Thursday, and we know kind of what's going on behind the scenes, and it's all good. Things that were issues a few days ago are no longer an issue, and that's the kind of news I like to hear. So with that said, I'm going to thank everybody for tuning into the Big Call again. Make sure that you get in touch with Sue at successwaves.com and be prepared for an investment of $165 if you want a personal session with her. And if you want to add one or two people, it would be an additional $45 each for each of the one or two people you would add. And do this right away because she does have a list. And she's trying to get as many people handled as she can before we get started. So that's one thing you're going to want to do if you need any help getting your presentation together or just getting your confidence increased or whatever it is you need. She can help you do it. So be sure to do that. Be sure to check out the website to see what specials Bob is going to bring to us tomorrow. And we'll see what we have for the month of May. The month of May sounds like it's going to be a terrific month for us. It really should. In fact, I believe the rest of the week should be fantastic. All right, so everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, everybody in Big Call Universe, for listening. Thank you, Pink Roses, for transcribing our call so beautifully every Tuesday and Thursday night. And I just want to thank my team. Thank you, Sue, and thank you, Bob, and Pastor Stephen, for your faithfulness and your willingness to help these listeners. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm going to pray us out right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the fact that you do care for us and that you take care of us and that you provide for us. Thank you that you provide not just finances, but healing. And you give us witty inventions where we can take these technologies forward and these ideas forward and bring them to the world. Thank you for our humanitarian projects. Thank you for Rebuild America. Thank you for the Veterans Retreat Network and everything else that we plan to do. Thank you for everything that you've given us and everything that we're about to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Thanks again for listening. And let's just see what happens between now and Thursday. So, with that said, that'll be it for the night. Let's see if I can turn off the recording. Good night, everybody.